From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
It's Tuesday, May 24th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. MSPs' expectations and worries surveyed, Vizio Android and WhatsApp updates, and digital marketplace growth data. This is the Business of Tech. Barracuda Networks, in support of MSP Day, which they created 5 years ago, released their 2022 The Evolving Landscape of the MSP Business Report last week. Some highlights. According to survey respondents, MSPs expect revenues to grow by over a third in 2022, with average revenues predicted at $12.12 million this year, compared with $8.93 million in 2021. And while managed services are not the sole source for revenue for many respondents, service provision is on a growth trajectory. In 2021, 53% of respondents' income came from services, which is predicted to rise to 63% in 2022. On average, in 2021, respondents' service offerings increased by 4 services, but in 2022, 94% expect their services portfolio to increase by an average of 6 services. Employee burnout is a growing concern, with fears of cyber attacks on the rise. MSPs will have to focus more on employee well-being to stay successful. Nearly 1 in 5 at 16% respondents believed the average employee is highly stressed, while 56% said stress levels could be defined as moderate. Further, 80% of respondents felt their customers are increasingly concerned about being breached by cyber criminals and are looking for them to help, creating more pressure on the MSP to deliver. Concerns over regulation and compliance are increasing. Adding to that strain are evolving cybersecurity regulations. Just 36% of MSP respondents were confident of being fully up to date and compliant with these regulations. Another 36% believe that there are too many cybersecurity regulations to comply with. It's no surprise that 89% felt their organizations needed further support and education around these regulations. Ultimately, failure to address these issues could lead to both workforce performance and customer service problems further down the line. Why do we care? First, I'm ignoring their obvious data about vendor alignment, as I thought there was nothing to learn there. Now, my take. As discussed yesterday, investors and economists are much more pessimistic. So I wouldn't take this optimism so easily. I would instead focus on the two main concerns: employee burnout on security and regulations and compliance. Interestingly, I think the two are pretty linked. The increasing workload over attacks and compliance and regulation all leads to burnout. Thus, the approach to one will help with the other. Three product releases I wanted to note. First, Microsoft announced an update to Windows 11 focused on the Windows subsystem for Android, which is now testing Android 12.1. Bunch of enhancements, still only available to test for Windows insiders. Second, also for Microsoft, Vizio is becoming an online service. This one is new to me, but Microsoft is including Visio in Microsoft 365 plans, including cross-platform support, bringing Visio to the Mac for the first time. Finally, WhatsApp launched its cloud API to all businesses. It's a cloud-based version of the WhatsApp Business API. This version is focused on small businesses and designed to integrate quickly, only minutes instead of weeks. Oh, and it's free. Why do we care? There's tactical value here. I wanted to highlight how walls between silos are breaking down as we move towards more ubiquitous computing. Android versus Windows, well, who cares if they work together? The operating system becomes irrelevant if Visio is available anywhere. And APIs bring it all together. I did want to note how WhatsApp Move is more about communications, enabling business chat more openly. This fits into e-commerce plays in my mind and ensures a consistent customer experience everywhere. It's worth considering for your customers. And this story from Forbes. According to a recent report, 61% of firms are selling more on digital marketplaces as compared to this time last year. The bigger the firm, the higher the likelihood they used more marketplaces last year than in 2020. Newer firms also said they used more marketplaces last year as compared to 2020. Among firms with annual revenue in 2021 of more than $100 million, 68% said they were using more marketplaces, while the same was noted by 63% of firms between $5 million and $100 million, and 52% of firms with annual revenue of less than $5 million. Why do we care? Adoption is slower in smaller organizations, which could be viewed as an opportunity. Two dimensions right now are more likely to use marketplaces, newer and larger. So that means smaller and older do remain more open space. As we continue to track marketplaces, remember this data point. As an MSP, managing the security of multiple clients, ensuring you can quickly and efficiently respond to security incidents across your customers is critical to reducing the severity and consequences. Trend Micro's SOC as a service solution, tailored for MSPs, not only augments your existing team with security expertise, but also proactively hunts for threats and indicators of attack across your entire customer base. We call this multi-tenant detection and response. Learn more and get the MSP's SOC as a Service playbook using the link in the show notes or visit trendmicro.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today is National Brothers Day, so call your brother and tell him that you love him. And it's also National Asparagus Day. I'll leave it up to you to decide if sharing that with your brother is the right way to go. A correction. Yesterday, a story was attributed to Protocol that should have been attributed to The Record. That has been updated on our website, and we apologize for the error. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.